Somebody hand that man a wine.
Get that man a glass of wine.
Oh yeah, we are, we are. Oh yes, 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 yes.
Yes, so. We are. Oh, it is the new show, The Vero Insider, with Miss Anna Valencia Tillery. Married woman, congratulations.
Thanks, Dad.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous wedding.
And the golf cart wasn't so bad in the end.
It was, yeah, it was nice out. That he decided to comp that for you.
It was perfect. Look the other way, people. Look the other way. Nothing to be seen.
You know,
seen
all
here.
You have to do is pull them out of the water and put them in the sun to dry, and they're just fine.
I know.
I kept thinking about that over the week. I was like, okay, I hope they're not close to the water.
Oh, yeah. I was just very grateful for the officer who let us go. It was very sweet.
I know. He was
laugh
charming.
All you want, Donna, but it's true.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but you sent a picture of me saying loving the golf cart and it was upside down. The picture was upside down. I was like, oh goodness.
Did she realize she's upside down? Oh dear. Okay, so we are listening to The Vero Insider. I'm your hostess with the mostess. It's Wine Wednesday. It's June. School's almost
out.
How did
that happen
chitlins.
So fast?
I know, it's crazy.
It's almost like the end of the first week in June.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what's happening this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, the kids do get out this weekend.
They do. They get out.
I forgot
Friday's
about
the last
that.
Day.
Well, I won't get held up by a school bus anymore.
There you go. Look at the bright
but
side.
But now there will be
That's
teenagers.
Wagner,
that,
Blue Star.
There will be teenagers that don't have anything to do all day.
And they're going to just be skateboarding in our public walkways.
Oh, good God.
Darn them.
It sounds dangerous.
Those reckless children.
Dangerous.
We can't be having none of that. They certainly can't go skateboarding out at Critter Haven, though. I know that much. That's who we have in the studio with us today, Mr. Gary Brady of Critter Haven. Welcome back, our friend.
Oh, it's great to be back. I mean, to sit here drinking wine with three very beautiful women is just makes it for me today.
Right. Life is not so bad. Whoa.
No.
But we do have a big event coming up this weekend, the Critter Cup. Clever play on words, my friend.
Oh, yes. We're very excited about it. It's our first year at doing a golf event.
At Sand Ridge Country Club, nonetheless, a dear friend of the show, the premier public golf course here in Indian River County.
Yeah, it's
amazing venue.
It's beautiful out there.
The course
is wonderful.
And it's challenging.
Yes.
Yeah, they do so many great things. Of course, Bella's very active in after-school programs and summer camps for children ages 6 and up, but also for beginners, men, ladies. And what is the expectations for the Critter Cup? Is it more or less experienced players coming out, foursomes?
We're going to have a variety.
And Kitty's she said foursome.
I did. You read my mind.
Yeah.
I just looked at you and smiled, and you were like, oh, yeah, I did just say that.
Yeah, you did.
Sure did. That happened here.
It's not a twosome. It's a foursome.
That's a lot gets done in one of those, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Okay.
To elaborate.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's start with an 8 a.m. shotgun start. That's this Saturday, June 7th.
Yeah. You can come and register at 7, or you can call me at 696-0248 for more information.
Mm.
Or
696-0248. Okay. That's Gary.
Yes.
With Critter Haven. But let's talk about Critter Haven. And
I was just going to say, let's talk about Critter Haven.
And what it is, because
it's cool.
It's very cool. When I came
Fabulous.
Walking into the studio
Amazing.
To see the truck that they have for Critter Haven, and it has the caution sign on back, exotic animals on board. I love that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tell us more, Gary.
Well, those are we have two vans. We have one that's got a blinking light across the top, and that's for emergencies when we're on the road. But there is always exotic animals. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, sometimes they're at the Blue Star. They could be.
You're collecting them. You rescue exotic animals that people don't want anymore.
That's true.
So what kind of exotic animals do you have?
We have a variety. It's strange how some of them come in. Some of them have been picked up by animal control. Others, the people can no longer care for them, or
sure.
They got animals that were too dangerous in the beginning and when they got larger. So we have a variety. We have birds all the way from tiny, tiny little finches, very delicate finches from all over the world, up to our emus who stand 6 feet high and everything in between.
Who, by the way, like to play keep away from Gary. The emus were born at Critter Haven, And they've grown up with Gary, and so they recognize him as a parent. So Gary told me this weekend at the bar, the best story ever. He walked into the emu cage where these young emus are. You know, they're like teenagers now. They're, what, a year old? So
yeah, they're just over a year.
A little over a year. Yeah. So they, one of them runs up to Gary, and is like kind of looking at him, and he's like, hey, buddy, you know. And the emu took his glasses and ran off with it. And then he dropped him on the ground, and when Gary walked over to pick up his glasses, right before he got a hold of him, another emu grabbed him and ran off.
I was like, hot potato.
They were playing keep away.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome.
So it was. Funny.
It was hilarious. And
little pranksters.
And that's just one section of Critter Haven.
Oh, yeah. We have
the birds, and because you have a whole amphibian reptile type sanctuary.
Yeah. We have reptiles from all over the world that need a home.
He's got some really scary looking big lizards in there, like 3 foot. Could
and
eat
the dragon.
Lizard.
You have a Komodo dragon or something like that, didn't you?
What we have is something that's closely related. It's a black-throated monitor. He's about 6.5 feet
that
long.
That thing is scary.
Right. He's intimidating.
We always have 2 staff members working with him at all times.
He looks dangerous.
Well, he does carry the bacteria, the Komodo dragon, because they're both monitors.
Oh.
And if you get bit, that can get into your bloodstream and eventually kill you.
Oh, wow.
They can't fix that.
Wear gloves, kids. Wear gloves.
Yeah. But we have you know. Goat Mountain is fun.
It's obviously fun. Charlie's most memorable portion of Critter Haven. It was pretty awesome.
All those
it's
goats.
Impressive.
It's
goats.
A bunch of fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're different species. Most of them are African in nature. And we just moved them to a new paddock we've just designed.
It's lovely.
Huge out and back. We have a water hole for them, and we had to run like 1,500 feet of underground wire piping in to keep artesian well running in it fresh water all the time.
Certainly.
So that was one of our last big projects. But we have the lemurs, the
and you have a new addition that's has its own species, right?
Yeah,
kinkatoo.
It's a kinkatoo. You remembered.
I do.
See,
That's the pre-interview in me. What can I say? Your hostess with the most is doing her job, people. Just doing my job.
Well, I'm thoroughly impressed.
Thank you, Gary.
It's a small creature. It comes out of the rainforest in the treetops of Brazil.
Oh, wow.
It looks somewhat like a house cat, but it has tremendously sharp claws.
Smaller.
Yeah, and then it's got a dark brown head like a little bear with big, big eyes because it's nocturnal.
Mm.
And then to top it off, it has a prehensile tail, but it's not related to primates at all. So it can swing by its tail or
especially adapted for the jungle.
It lived in the treetops.
Absolutely.
And it has an extraordinarily cranky disposition.
It's just
wickedly evil.
Yeah.
Did you go see him, Kitty?
Yeah, I did.
Aww.
He had just gotten it the day that I took Alec out there, and Gary was kind enough to let us walk through because he does it. It's not open to the public, but you can go if you call and make an appointment.
Certainly. And of course, give a nice donation.
Nice big fat donation.
That helps.
Exotic animals need exotic food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's out of my pocket's about $2,000 a month. Just to feed them.
Just to feed them.
Yeah.
And the kinkatoo, to top it off, it's got a long, long, slender tongue. Thing has to be 4 inches long. And it's like an anteater.
Oh, wow.
And it eats fruit. And we also have a little, one of my pill bottles. And we fill that with honey. And he goes down at night.
Oh, but he
loves
that.
So life's not so bad for that little
thing.
Maybe
he'll get nicer. Who knows?
Right, maybe. With enough honey.
Yeah,
he'll turn sweet.
They're little. He's like the size of a guinea pig, right?
No, he's the size of a house cat.
That. Yeah.
And he's lived in a same cage, big bird cage, for 4 years. And right now we're redoing an environment for him. It's going to be 12 feet across, 4 feet wide, 8 feet high. We're going to be putting like jungle branches
to mimic the jungle environment. That's beautiful. How big is the property out there? How big is Critter Haven?
We're on 10 acres.
Gorgeous. Now, Critter Haven is, in fact, here in Vero Beach. It's on Southside Vero, say off of 43rd there, past Oslo. So it's really a hop, skip, and a jump to know that this is right here, this refuge, this very unique, very special refuge is right here in Vero and is something that is obtainable to be able to I mean, you go throughout the state, throughout the country sometimes to obtain some of these animals, I would presume.
We haven't gone outside of Florida yet.
Oh, no.
But we have gone all over the state to pick them up when we get a call. And unfortunately, we do not have a permit for the public.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have the probably $5 million worth of insurance, and it's not handicap acceptable, and we don't have restrooms out there.
Those details. But, well, I can tell you the wolves don't care about that.
No.
Those are some gorgeous wolves.
Neither does
out
that
there.
Pet Pegasus.
Right.
That thing's huge.
That wild boar.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good size.
Yeah.
He sounds delicious.
I know. I was just going to say.
Did I say that?
Did you know his name is Bacon?
Sheep. Well, I got one called Barbecue and one that was Sauce.
Oh, cute. Speaking of delicious barbecue and sauce, that fundraiser for Julie Bishop Love was so amazing at Uncle Dom's. And the contestants really, they had the American Legion. They had several different cook-offs. And it was, so many people took pride in their homemade barbecue sauce. That was the stuff, man. To know.
Yeah, I heard that fundraiser on Sunday was just amazing.
Sunday, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's great to see how a community can get together. So we're going to get together on June 7th, this Saturday, bright and early in the morning to come together for Critter
Cup. Go golfing to support Critter Haven.
Yeah.
And if you don't golf, you can still write Gary a nice big check because, you know, he's doing a great thing with these exotic. I'd much rather have them at Gary's house than running around in like the Everglades.
I couldn't agree
more. You
know,
when people realize they've gotten into something that they can't handle, it's nice to know that there are rescues out there where, you know, they can take care of these animals.
Absolutely. It's a nice peace of mind.
We're licensed by Fish and Wildlife, and we're also, they come and inspect our property. Unfortunately, we've got a clean slate every time. And they also said that because people have illegal reptiles, which you can get a tremendous fine for, and it might even go farther than that. If they bring them to me, I can give them immunity from all law enforcement in the state of
That's
Florida.
That's great to know. Yeah. Here's your cop out, kids. Don't set your big serpents free in Central Park.
You know, if your boyfriend goes to work and you really, really hate that weird snake he has, pick up the whole cage. Don't stick your hand in there and bag it yourself.
Yeah, right.
You know. Take it to Gary.
Words of wisdom by Kitty Wagner. Yeah.
Take it to Gary, and he will gladly help you with that.
Yeah. And what I do is I register it with the state of Florida, and if it's healthy, we give it, we do many tests on it to see if it's got parasites or something.
And you have wonderful internships available for veterinary students and that sort of thing.
Yes, we do. We've had...
Zoological students.
Yeah, we've had one young lady that was with us that got her degree from Santa Fe College in Gainesville.
Wonderful.
As a zookeeper. We have a lady on our staff now, a young lady, that is a pharmacist at the Champion Sea Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And she also assists with operations. So, I mean, she's a great asset to us. And we're learning all the time. When we bring these young people in that have backgrounds or older people that have backgrounds, we're constantly learning.
It's a nice, fresh perspective, some insight. Well, let's just follow up on the fact that we have 7 a.m. and registration, 8 a.m. shotgun start this Saturday at Sandridge Golf Club, which is a
golf tournament. Yep. That is going to be so much fun. I mean, who doesn't want to go golfing?
Well,
seriously.
Exactly. But it's $65 per person, and it includes lunch.
Yes.
What's for lunch, Gary? What you going to feed us?
I haven't got to that point yet.
Barbecue.
Barbecue
with special sauce. And it's not his own pig, so don't think it is.
No.
It isn't.
I really don't know what they're going to have. They're catering.
Oh, they're at the club itself.
Yeah.
So that's tea time or something like that. And of course, the ladies of the nine are getting together and they're going to have a little shindig at Blue Star Wine Bar. How fun is that?
Oh, that's fabulous.
This is the kind of collaborations that make life worthwhile. Now, we are drinking Palermo. Is this not gorgeous?
Fantastic.
It is smooth.
2010 Napa Cab from Dave Finney, otherwise known as Orange Swift Wineries. Palermo, it's great. It's got the dead cardinal on it. We actually tasted this. We tasted the. You and I have had the Palermo before.
We have,
But we had an '08, and so they just released the 2010. So I just got a case in, and Well, I got a couple cases in.
It's very approachable.
Oh, it's freaking. Dave Finney's style. He just uses ripe fruit, and it's just, it's beautiful. It's balanced. It's not too fruity. It's not too sweet. It's got some really great structure to it. Nice tannins.
Now, what would you say would pair really nicely from your menu with this Palermo? Because Palermo at Blue Star
Naked
is only...
Men.
Awesome. I love me some Naked Men, especially the one I just married. That was delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But
how was your week off?
It was lovely.
She said with a grin.
Perfect. I think I'm blushing. No, so truly, it's by the bottle.
Yes.
Palermo's only by the bottle.
Well, it's only by the bottle, but it's a great deal.
It's an amazing deal.
It's great wine. It's well under $100. I have no idea what I'm charging for it, but I know it's under $100. I think it's even under $80. But it's kind of a hard bottle to get, and 2010 cabs are actually hard to get because Napa Valley had such a perfect year that year weather-wise. I mean, great, great, great juice.
Is there anything new and exciting going on your menu, Kitty? I need to know because we're going into the summer months. Have you thought of anything different?
I promise I will for next week.
Oh, good.
Can't you see I'm covered in sledgehammer dust from the house?
Well, they can't see that.
I know.
No.
I know. It's okay.
They have no idea.
You know,
Katie,
I got done with
about all your new projects.
I got done with dancing, and then season, and Memorial Day, and your wedding, and I have been happier than a pig and slop over at my new house, just
getting
busting
all dirty.
Down things and moving stuff around. That closet's got to go, and I think I want a door here. Right.
But the good news is whenever anyone starts any of these projects,
the pool is ready to be swum in.
How perfect is that?
We drained it.
Be there.
We washed the crap out of it. We took all the dead frogs out of it and put some clean water in. It's really quite nice.
Gary could have maybe saved some
there was
of those
a,
items.
There was a frog. Yeah. There was actually a frog in the pool this morning, and he looked confused. I was like, yeah, you're not going to pick up any girls in here anymore. Like, sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
I stuck my hand in and scooped him out and let him go. I was like, you need to head over that pond over there.
Where's our little timer, Donna? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling kind of naked. I have no idea what I'm doing.
It is minimized for some reason, but I didn't want to touch it and mess up the recording, but yeah, we should be taking a break.
All right, well, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't you go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails. Endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big event or remodel in the near future? Don't worry about where to put all your trash. Rent a dumpster from Treasure Coast Republic Services, which includes delivery and pickup. Whether you need to rent a dumpster for a day, week, or a month, Treasure Coast Republic Services handles all commercial or residential dumpster rentals. Call 562-6620 to find out more. Republic Services offering dumpster rentals for a day or more to alleviate the chore. Call 562-6620. Does a senior in your life need to move? Whether they are looking to downsize into a smaller place, retirement community, or into assisted living, White Glove Moving is here to help, offering full service, packing, moving, and shipping solutions. Call 866-GLOVE-10 for free consultation by the senior moving specialist of the Treasure Coast. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, putting the love back in moving. Season is here. Make sure your business can stay in business should a natural disaster or other unforeseen circumstance occur. Statewide Commercial Insurance and Tommy Danaher are here to help, offering a complimentary review of your commercial insurance. Call Tom Danaher at 772-316-1121 for your free review. 772-316-1121. Make sure your business is covered. Endorsed by the Vero Insider. Yes, yes, yes. It's Wine Wednesday. Thank you all for joining us on the Vero Insider. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery.
Tillery, Tillery, Tillery.
I'm in the studio with my partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar. You know, and what great sponsors we have for this show, honestly, from Foxy Nails that helped make all of the people that attended and a part of my wedding just fabulous, from my lashes to
fabulous.
My nails. They are fabulous 7 days a week, giving us wine and deliciousness. How about these lashes, though?
I know.
It's like weeks later.
They last for a month. Great.
Isn't that crazy cool?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have Sand Ridge Golf Course, which is going to be the host for the upcoming Critter Cup. We are sitting here with Gary Brady of the Critter Haven. And we have the event this Saturday. You can grab a couple friends, go out for a great cause, $65. It includes lunch and a whole morning of fun. And I won't tell if you bring a flask. What do I know? I don't know. I'm not passing judgment. That's what happens.
No. You need to bring what you need.
Yeah, we have lovely prizes to give away.
In fact, you got grab bags, 50-50 raffle, closest to the pin, longest drive, all sorts of fun contests. So it's going to be very engaging.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And we're going to break that down. So closest to the pin and longest drive, there's a prize for women and a prize for men.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Break up the gender. Oh. Now, Gary, if people are interested in Critter Haven, they want to donate, they want to sign up for Critter Cup, or they want to make arrangements to find out more, perhaps tour and whatnot, what should they do? How do they get in touch with you, Gary?
Okay, the best way is to call me in my cell, 696-0248. We're not really open to the public, but people that do donate and back us, we do give special tours too.
So they get a better understanding. Yeah,
so they can see where their dollars are going.
That's fair.
Yeah. And unlike your national ones that are across the country, the big ones, if you look into the backgrounds in some of them, only 1% goes to the animals.
Mm.
And
that won't be happening here.
At Critter Haven, every dime that comes in goes directly to support and help and maintain the animals.
Well, obviously, Kitty and I are big fans, big supporters, and we're here and happy to share our microphone. Of course, we have some other sponsors we want to give some credit to. Perhaps you haven't noticed or missed our first half, but our proud Kitty Wagner is a homeowner now with quite the project under her belt.
It is.
She had to get dumpsters from our good friends at Republic Services, and they were there at the drop of a dime.
I called Ashima on late Friday afternoon. And she said, "Oh, Kitty, I tried to get one out today, but you know we were backed up. But then I went to bed,
she said
she'd bring one by Saturday. And I told Bruce when I went to bed, I was like, listen, I have to get up early. He goes, why? And I said, my dumpster's coming. He goes, well, you called it in late Friday. It'll be there by like noon. I said, no, you don't understand. I got there to my house at 6:30, and at 6:45, they dropped off my dumpster.
That's what we're talking about.
But the coolest thing about that was I, you know, by 10 o'clock, I had filled it. You know,
this is just
because I had to empty out the garage from the previous homeowners, all kinds of stuff, wood, cabinets, furniture. That there was so much crap in the garage. And I got it all full. And I called her and I said, I'm so sorry, but on Monday, can you send me another dumpster because I filled this one up? And she said, oh, Kitty, no problem. And I said, thank you. And I hung up. And literally within 45 minutes, a new dumpster was at my house. And I thought she was bringing it Monday. I was like, oh, this is
magic.
Great.
Keep the production going.
So the project
going.
Never stopped.
That's
yes.
genius.
Republic and Services
Republic
is
Services.
Amazing. They will do anything to help you
and
out.
And this is the time for renovations. This
Ashima.
Is obviously, yes, Republic Services and Ashima make it happen. This is also the
yep.
time for moving.
We do all our recycling with them at
we
the restaurant.
We sure do. Yep. And as a business, if they sign up for a commercial recycling program, they get 1 month free if they sign up for at least 3 months, which is really awesome.
Yep.
And a great way to reduce on the stuff that goes into the landfill. But it's also a good time for moving, of course. And
yep.
with
Pack
the kids
mail.
Getting out of school, we got white glove, moving
and
storage. We can help facilitate your move, put something temporarily in storage,
Absolutely.
Make sure logistically it all happens. I've had several families call this week that are getting jobs out of state.
Really?
Yeah. So,
wow.
they need to transport and they need a couple weeks of storage. And that's what's so great about White Glove is there's no long-term storage commitment.
Yeah.
You know? And then, of course, Pac-Mail Beachside, we've been doing our free calling cards to soldiers. So if you have any packages that you're shipping out to an APO address, costs the exact same no matter where you ship it from. But if you ship it from Pac-Mail Beachside, your soldier will get a one-hour free calling card.
How great is that?
It's very great. Visit theveroinsider.com. Support our sponsors. Happy Wine Wednesday. We'll see you at the Critter Cup.
Yes.
Cheers.
Woo-hoo. We are, yeah, I said it, we are. You can call me Caesar in a dark Caesar. Please follow the lead.
eat us. So Eric B, we are.